Thank you so much for calling. How can I help you?
Is Lisa Coleman there?
I know your name?
Alicia Coleman.
Yes.
Last name is C-O-L-E-M-A-N.
Your name, sir. What is your name?
Oh, my name. David Barrow.
Just give me a second. Okay, I'm just going to transfer the call. Just hold on for a minute.
Okay. Does she have a direct extension?
Yes, I am just going to transfer it, and you can talk to her.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Could you please repeat your name again? David?
Yes.
David
Barrow.
David?
Yeah, David Barrow.
Byrick.
B-A-R-A-F-F.
Hey, David, this is Lisa.
Yeah, hi. Is that Lisa?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, hi. I put a stop payment on the check that I mailed you back in September.
Mm-hmm.
And this time I want to make sure it gets to you.
Mm-hmm.
These guys out at Morton Grove, this Codex, I've been trying to get through to them.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be what I would call a pretty sketchy lot.
Mm-hmm.
They're not organized. They don't have good communication. Can I send it to your address where you are, and then you know you have the money?
All right. Just give me a moment. Hello?
Hello.
All right, David, I have a much better option. Why don't you use another payment method that is either you can, do a bank transfer or you can use your card?
No, I don't want to do that. I can send you a registered letter with a check in it, and then you have it, and there should be no more discussion. But these guys, I sent this check to Codex Lab. I tried to follow up with them to find out if they got it or not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not responsive, so they seem to be disorganized.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
you seem to be the primary person on the communication, so let me send it to you, and then you have it.
All right. I'll do one thing. Let me have a word in the finance department, and I will email you the address so you can share the check over there. Is that okay?
All right. Very good. Thank you.
No problem, David. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.